The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is WTBR 89.7 FM, Pittsfield's community radio, and you're listening to Stuff, a show about tips, hints, hacks, a joke or two. Listen in every Thursday morning. Here we go.
Here we are. We're here today. I'm Lynn, and I'm sitting with Bev. We're in a new studio right now that we're not used to, and it's...
You're too far away from the mic.
You think? How's that? Is that better? Yeah, that's better. I can hear myself.
Okay.
We are here every Thursday morning, 8:30 in the morning, WTBR 89.7 FM, and my partner here is pushing all these buttons. Buttons.
And 88.1 WSBR in Lee.
Yes, and we're here for your listening pleasure. So if it sounds different, it sounds different to me. I think, yeah, does it sound okay to you, Bev?
You're sounding kind of far away. I don't know why. I'm going to raise it.
Okay, I'm going to take the cover off my microphone. Oh, listen to that sound. How's that? Is that better?
That is better.
Aha. It's that cover. It's really thick. So we're good.
We are good.
We are good. And how has your week been?
Busy.
Good.
Busy, busy, busy.
Like?
Cleaning out the rooms, putting cabinets together.
Oh, busy, busy, busy. Good busy.
Yeah.
Good busy. Yes.
Searching for the cat.
Oh, your cat. You told me your cat came home.
Yes.
Did he or did he leave again?
He did.
Okay, well, what can you do, right?
He's having the time of his life.
So did he come back last night at 6 or did he stay out?
7.
7. In the morning or in the evening?
Evening.
Okay. So he's a rover. No, that's a dog.
He thinks he's younger than he is.
Yeah, how old is that cat?
Probably 18.
18. Wow.
And he's still got it.
Still got it. He's still got it. Still going out. All right, my friend, I have a quote. I have a quote from Mark Twain.
Oh, cool.
The two most important days in your life are the day you were born and the day you find out why.
Oh, I thought I was going to say the death or something.
No, the day you find out why. That is kind of a celebration day when you say, huh, I know why I'm here. I'm here because I am doing this and it's creating this or it's affecting this.
Because my mommy and my daddy couldn't wait.
Because... It's kind of cool. Have you had that day when you realize, hey?
Kinda.
Yeah.
It's like when I took over the station at the other place.
Yeah, UCP, like, yeah.
Holy cow, man.
This is my groove.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like that too. This is why I'm here. This is cool. Yeah.
And now
so I wanna thank the person for the nice email that we got. Thank you so much, Jeff. Just want to say thanks. We love getting the emails.
Yeah.
Yes. We haven't heard from Marie in a while, though. Everyone else is on board. Marie, are you in Ireland? Maybe she's in Italy.
Oh.
I don't know. But we love you.
We hope you're doing well.
Okay. Do you have a riddle?
No, unfortunately, I forgot them at home.
I forgot the riddle.
Three ones, and they were good.
Okay. Do you want to look up some on your phone, and I will move along?
No, I think I'm going to skip it for today.
Oh, my gosh. What? What?
Yeah.
All right. So we will do it this way. We need a joke. We need a joke or we need a riddle. We need a riddle. So we can just go. Now, Bored Panda is a website that we have used before. For some reason, I can't get it. Well, I know the reason. I can't get into Bored Panda because now you have to sign up.
Oh.
You can get into Bored Panda. Because I think you said you got your riddle from Bored Panda.
I'm going to try.
I'm just going to Google riddle. And if I can type right, did anybody else notice on their iPhones that they changed the layout of the typing, the keyboard? And it's so slight that you can't really notice it. But what I noticed was when I type, I'm hitting the wrong letters. I'm just off a little bit. Let us know if you have that issue too. I did look online and to find out that other people had experienced that, and I talked to someone too.
Mine is too slow.
It's just a weird thing. So there are some. So do you want an easy riddle, a word riddle, a math riddle?
No math riddle.
A common sense riddle?
Common sense, yeah, because I haven't gotten any of that.
All right. Here's some riddles. And I will, while you're doing that, I have a buffet. I love buffets. I don't think I go to many buffets, but I like the choices. But, you know, you always wonder, how long has that food been there? So it says, certain dishes just don't simply survive extended time under those heat lamps or the ice beds without losing their safety and their quality and their taste. So here are 10 items that if you go to a buffet, this, I don't remember the website I got this from, but experienced diners tend to quietly pass over these items at the buffets. And the first one isn't me, because I'll go right for this. Cream-based soups and chowders. Cream-based soups and chowders. Cream-based soups. Dairy. Dairy is one of the trickiest categories to hold safely for hours on end. Once a cream soup sits in a steam well, the surface may look hot while the center lags behind. And just because you see steam coming from soup, it doesn't mean it's the proper temperature. So I always think if the steam is coming, it is hot. Since the water could be from the well, so you might be getting that steam instead of the steam from the soup. Clear broth soups fare much better in this setting because they heat more evenly and don't rely on emulsified fat and dairy proteins that will break down in a cream soup over time. I got to tell you, though, if there's clam chowder or a tomato bisque or lobster bisque, which isn't very common at a buffet, I go for it. I have to go for it. It says that there's a texture problem that has nothing to do with safety. Cream-based soups tend to separate. They form a skin on the top. And long ago, I worked at Friendly's, and I know what they mean. There was this skin, so every time we went to scoop out soup for a customer, we would stir the pot. It will thicken as the amount in the pot goes down. It will thicken more. It's a sign that it possibly might have gone through several reheating and cooling cycles. If the chowder looks thin and watery on the top and kind of grainy, it's likely been sitting longer than anyone would want to admit. So that's a lot of information about cream-based soups at a buffet. And I'm hoping that this doesn't happen very often. And I'm hoping that next time I eat cream soup, I'm not sick afterward.
That would be nice.
Yeah, I think buffets became a little bit, I got kind of nervous after COVID, you know, to do the whole buffet thing, touching all the serving utensils that everybody else has touched. And but I think we are over that. You know, you don't really see anybody wearing masks anymore, and you don't really, I don't think about touching things, and except railings. You know, when you go down the stairs and you want to grab the railing, it's kind of a thought that you might have in your head that says, should I touch that? Should I touch that railing? So you put your, if you have a sweatshirt on, you pull that down over your hand and you hold the railing with your sweatshirt. Ta-da! And there you have it. Did you find a riddle, my friend?
I did.
All right.
I found three of them.
Three riddles.
Okay. My teeth. What has teeth but cannot bite?
Okay.
And...
okay.
What do
I've got it. Sorry. I don't see anything.
What do you have more of the less you see?
What do you have more of
the less you see? And finally, what do you lose the moment you share?
What do you lose the moment you share? I've got an idea for that one, but it might not be right.
I should say you share it. But that might give it away, too.
Well, you did say it.
That's true. Okay.
Okay. So, we're in this little tiny room, and it feels like a bomb shelter, because it's so... soundproof.
In here?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. What have you got today?
I have, if I can get my phone to work the right way, how to become a disgustingly good conversationalist.
Love it. Love it. Love it.
But it won't come up for me.
Love it. We've talked about this before, long ago, and it's really cool. The little tricks that you can use. And did you get it?
No, it's not working.
Okay. Hook into their Wi-Fi. I just got a blank look. From my friend.
It looks like I don't have anything.
She has nothing on her phone.
It's not working the way I wanted it to.
Does anything? Really, have you ever had that time when you're ready to do something and you sit down and whatever it is that you were trying to do doesn't work?
When I was sitting at home on my phone and it worked.
Oh, because, you know, we're in a studio, and sometimes in the studio we don't have good service, so we have to hook into their Wi-Fi, but we are going to recover. And I'll share a couple things with you while Bev is pulling it all together. We had talked about getting older. We talked about a couple of weeks ago what happens when you get older. And this is interesting. Your sense of humor gets better. Life has ups and downs. And as you get older, you get better at laughing through them. You start to find the humor in life's little quirks and mishaps. And the ability to lighten up makes everything a bit easier to handle. Plus, people love being around someone who can crack a joke when things get tough. And there are many people who crack jokes about bad things that happen to them.
Uh-huh.
I don't mean a death. I don't mean, you know, a serious accident. However, there are people who can turn those things around, like if we fall down, and make it funny. And make a joke.
That's why I have a boo-boo.
Yes, she has a boo-boo.
Because I fell down.
She did.
Right on my face.
I can't believe it.
Every time I fall, it's on my face.
No.
Yes.
I'm trying to picture that. You don't put your... So I'm thinking, when we fall forward, it's instinctive, I think, to put our hands down.
I was holding something in both hands.
That's why.
So I didn't have anything to stop me.
So she looks like she's been in a boxing ring which is something you can tell people.
And I won.
Yeah, and you won. Yeah. And you won. I had, I had toe surgery. Fun. And I had a big thing on my foot, and I had a crutch. No, that's not what it was. Mark and I had been riding our bikes. I totally forgot. This is what happened. Mark and I were riding our bikes on the trail in Lanesboro, and we crashed. And I had a serious problem on one leg and a serious problem on the other leg, and I was all bandaged on one knee. And we were in a diner, and we came out of the diner, and there are these motorcycle guys, you know, big buff leather guys, and the big Harleys and all, and they're out there, and I said, "Oh, what happened to you?" And I said, "Fell off my bike." And they said, "Really?" And I said, "Yeah, fell off my bike." And I think they thought I meant my motorcycle. And
Why not?
So I left it at that.
Of course.
They were impressed. "Oh, yeah, you fell off your bike." I'm glad they didn't ask me what kind of bike it was. Well, it was a Schwinn. Maybe I can come and ride with you guys sometime on my Schwinn. So let's not, you know, I fell, you fell. I fall all the time. I don't really get it, but I think we do things too fast and we don't look.
That's partly one.
Yes. All right. What have you got there?
Home deodorizer.
Oh.
Place some cinnamon sticks, orange peels, and a few cloves in a cheesecloth. Cover it with water and bring to a boil for a warming aroma throughout your home.
And it really works. And it's nice. It's real nice.
Insect repellent. Hanging bay leaves in the pantry has been shown to prevent weevils. What do weevils look like?
Weevils wobble, but they don't fall down. No, that's weebles. What is a weevil? A weevil is like a little, is it like a worm? Like a mouse? You hang bay leaves?
While burning sage and rosemary helps keep mosquitoes away when entertaining al fresco. There you go.
Weevil. Oh my gosh, it looks like a little, it's really cute. A weevil is in the family of a mustelade. It looks like, what are those little things that pop out of the holes and they look around and you give them a nut and they grab it and they go down in the hole again?
Like a meerkat or something?
It's like a little gopher.
Okay.
These are really cute little guys. They're really cute.
That's a weevil, huh?
They're long, look. They're long and they're cute. Here's my phone. Look at that. Isn't that cute?
Spell that.
Don't you just want to hug it? Weasel. Is it a weasel or a weevil?
Weevil.
Oh, forget it. But you know what? Weasels are really cute.
Yes, they are.
A weevil is, gross. It looks like cross between a cockroach and a beetle.
All right.
Oh, yeah. We don't want those in our pantry. So you do the bay leaves in your pantry to get rid of.
While burning sage and rosemary.
Ah. I like that smell.
Yeah.
That would be nice together. I like that.
All right.
Oh. Other things that you should. Not yet. At a buffet. Do you go to buffets?
I like buffets.
I do, too. I try not to think, you know, did a child sneeze? Somebody pick something up and put it back?
I'm not like you.
Well, I eat there. If it's busy, I'm happy because that means the food's turning over.
Yes.
Mayonnaise-based salads. Potato salad, macaroni salad, egg salad, chicken salad are all common. Oh, they share a common vulnerability. They're served cold. They're often made well in advance. They contain ingredients like eggs and dairy that spoil quickly outside of refrigeration. Health guidance is consistent on this point, noting that some foods will quickly become unsafe to eat if not refrigerated. including meat, poultry, seafood, dairy, cut fruit, and some vegetables. A buffet's cold bar is supposed to keep these dishes below the danger zone threshold, but ice beds lose their chill steadily over a long period of time.
That's true.
Yeah. It says here, vinegar-based dressings are generally considered safer. So if there is something like a pasta salad, and it's a vinegar-based dressing and not mayo, they're saying that
you're better off.
You're better off. The vinegar adds protection against foodborne illness because they make it harder for bacteria to grow compared to the creamy dressings made with eggs or milk. They're not often properly refrigerated.
Which are what I usually only get to eat.
Those.
Yeah.
Right. It says here, if it's sitting in direct light near a window or under a heat lamp, that is a signal to move along.
Okay. I shall.
All right.
Microwave freshener. To get rid of lingering smells such as burnt microwave popcorn or fish, fill a large bowl with 1 cup water and sprinkle in your favorite spice. Microwave on high until the water boils 2 to 3 minutes, then let it sit inside for 10 to 15 minutes to cool down. Wipe the walls clean. Mm. You're done.
Mm.
That sounds like it would make the microwave clean, too.
Yes. And that is, when I cook fish, you don't really know your house smells fishy until you leave your house and then you come back home and you think, what the heck is that?
You walk in the door.
Wow, what is that smell?
Yeah,
and that can
linger
for a couple of days. And I did that one time when I was having people over the next day and it still kind of hung around. So that's a good thing to try, although I don't cook fish in the microwave, I cook it in the oven. Or on the stovetop.
Mm-hmm.
Probably should just cook it outside on the grill. But I'm not a good griller. Are you?
I haven't grilled in years.
That's right, because mostly you grill meat.
Right.
Do you have a grill?
No. I could probably make
grill
one.
Grill vegetables.
Yeah.
But I only grill hamburgers and maybe...
Cannabis, did you say?
Cannabis, yes. I grill all my cannabis. All my cannabis gets on the grill. It goes on the grill. You can wrap it in foil. You can char it if you'd like. You can put it on a shish kebab. Put a couple of vegetables, leaves, and it's a healthy, healthy, very healthy meal. And you'll feel fine after.
I saw in some paper, and I can't remember now which one it was, that they were thinking about going back and making it not available.
Really?
Yeah. But I haven't heard anything else since.
Recently?
This was about a couple of months ago.
I heard that as well. And I don't know what's happening with that, but I heard that. I don't know. I don't know how they would... That'd be business-wise for people.
It'd be horrible.
That would be horrible. Yeah, really, really bad. So I don't. Can we plug a restaurant without saying prices and stuff? Can we just say?
You know a restaurant that cooks.
What? No. I just thought of a. You know how my brain is, Bev. My brain just took a left turn. There's a new restaurant on North Street. Can we say that
Aura?
On the air? Aura, you said it. So
yeah.
If there's trouble. You're in trouble.
Those are for drinks, right?
They're open every day except Tuesday night. So they're open Tuesdays, but not Tuesday night.
Yeah.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Oh.
And it's a different kind of menu, but it's not. So if you look at the breakfast menu and you see something and you go, what is that? But you read it, it's an egg sandwich, but it's made and it's got some additions.
Okay.
That I think you can probably say, I want that or I don't want that. But they own Sabarita's, which is below the new restaurant on K Street.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you, we've been there, and the food is fabulous. It's a locally owned place. They're really hardworking people. He's a fabulous chef. We're going tomorrow night. They do have cappuccinos and espressos. It's a coffee bar. I think they have a liquor license.
Huh. I thought they did.
I think they do. Yep. And their grand opening is next week. I don't recall the day, but it is next week. I'm going to be away, so I can't go. But check it out.
Yeah.
Check it out. Let us know what you think.
Sounds interesting.
Yeah. I think it's wonderful. I wish them the best.
Do you ever buy something and you want it to ripen faster?
Yes.
Toss in an apple alongside the peaches, bananas, avocados, tomatoes, or whatever you're trying to ripen. Apples have more ethylene gas than other fruits, so they tend to supercharge the whole process. Apples have more ethylene gas. What do bananas have? Don't they have ethylene gas?
They have something, too, because I know you can put a banana in a bag. I did this yesterday with green tomatoes I had that I picked in my garden. And I put them in a bag, and the options that I found were a banana or an apple, and I did put an apple in.
Uh-huh.
So this is good news to me that I probably picked the right fruit.
Yeah.
But I have heard of using bananas.
Okay.
But it takes a week or longer.
So you have to leave it up.
In the bag. You have to leave it in the bag for that whole time. You know what else you can use bananas for? Banana peel.
Plants.
You can put a banana peel on, let's see. You can put a banana peel, is it a burn if you burn your skin?
Sunburn?
Or I don't remember. I'll have to look that up.
Okay.
But you can use a banana peel and wrap it around. Maybe it's arthritis. Maybe it's arthritis. I'm losing my mind.
That's okay.
Hey, do you like sushi that just has vegetables in it?
No.
Our light is going on and off in here, so we're giggling about that. I like sushi if it's cooked meat. Not cooked meat, cooked fish.
Yeah.
But they say that if the sushi is being displayed for purchase.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is a killer. Raw fish belongs in the danger zone conversation more than almost anything else on a buffet line, since it has no cooking step to knock down bacteria and relies entirely on refrigeration for safety. A sushi tray that's been sitting out for an hour in ambient room temperature has already lost much of its safety margin. And the texture tells the story, too. The rice dries out, the edges start curling. It's especially relevant for anyone with a weakened immune system. If you have a compromised immune system, it's worth avoiding certain foods like sprouts and totally uncooked, like sushi.
It's also
frequently handled by many different guests.
Oh.
Using shared utensils or worse, their bare hands that cross contact risk compounds the underlying temperature issue. The sushi station doesn't sit on a visible ice bed. If it's not on a visible ice bed, walk away. Skip it entirely.
I don't even need to know.
You don't even need to know. That doesn't matter to you at all.
Nope.
Right. You eat rice.
I like rice.
Yeah. I love rice. I have a rice cooker.
I'm a rice cooker.
You're a rice cooker? How do you cook it?
Microwave.
I know. I know. I didn't even have to ask. But the rice cooker's cool. And just throw it all in there and leave it. And it does its thing and it shuts itself off when it's done. No more burned rice, which I'm really good at doing when I make it in a pot. The burn part. I'm good at burning food. We all know that, don't we? It's time for a
break.
This is Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7 WTBR-FM Pittsfield, 88.1 WSBR Lee.
Every Sunday night at 10 p.m., something strange happens to the airwaves of WTBR-FM. It's called The Mix. It is an experience like no other on this part of the planet. Witness a collection of fresh and classic beats that are guaranteed to make you move. The best part is, it is mixed completely live, uncut, unedited. So, for an exciting end to the weekend, tune your radio to WTBR-FM Sunday nights from 10 to midnight for The Mix.
Support for WTBR comes from Greylock Federal Credit Union, proud to support high school arts and sports programs to help our community thrive. Greylock Federal, with locations throughout the Berkshires and online at greylock.org.
And from UCP of Western Massachusetts, the Northern Berkshire Early Intervention Program is now accepting applications for an occupational therapist to support child development, empower families, and change futures. 2026 graduates, welcome to apply. Apply today at ucpwma.org.
This is Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7 WTBR-FM Pittsfield, 88.1 WSBR Lee.
And we're back.
Can they hear me sneeze? Did they hear me sneeze during all
Probably.
That?
Probably.
I don't think so. That's a separate piece, right? Please say yes.
Oh, I'll say yes, but...
I love that guy's voice, The Mix. Totally live, unscripted, The Mix.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the music in the background is very Twilight Zone-y.
I know, it makes you think,
I don't know.
I want to listen to that.
Yeah, what's The Mix? But I really like his voice. I wonder if he talks like that all the time. The Mix. I don't even know how to do it. The Mix. The Mix. The Mix.
Okay.
You have riddles.
I do.
We are in the second half of our show. We're still here. I'm Bev. And she's Lynn. And off we go.
What has teeth but cannot bite? You think you've got that one?
I do.
And what is more, when there is more, there is the less you see.
Okay. There's more, that's the less you see. Okay.
And what do you lose the moment you share?
Well, that's interesting because that could be a lot of things,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
But this one's going to be an aha.
Well, it'll be a...
An aha?
Uh-huh. Sure, why not? That's aha than
you,
all of
you
them.
You poor little thing. I'm looking at her poor little face. And her poor little lip. Good for you for coming in. She recorded her show earlier today, and her show is called...
Beyond...
And so she's been here now for her second show, and she's just and we're going out to eat. How are we going to do that?
Carefully. Just very carefully.
And that poor little thing, and I understand, you know, it's like getting Novocaine.
It is kind of because...
part of your mouth.
Because it's swelling up through here.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
It's blocking my teeth.
But you're healing well.
I'm fine.
Good. If life gives you lemons, squeeze the juice into a water gun and shoot the other people in the eyes.
Oh.
There you go. I don't know why I said that.
Jeez. On the opposite of speeding up a ripening process, you can slow it down. If you bought more ripe things home, like, say, peaches, then you can eat in a couple of days, or your fruit has already gotten to the just right eating ripeness, pop them in the fridge. This slows down the ripening process. It also helps already ripe fruit stay ready to eat a bit longer, but make sure to eat the fruit within a couple of days. This sounds like, what was the thing that I saw? Somebody said, eat me first dish that you put in the refrigerator.
Oh,
make an eat me... Eat
An
me
eat
first
me
box.
First dish or box or bowl.
Mm-hmm.
Eat me first. That's a really good idea. But there's only two of us. I don't know how that would work. All right. fried rice and rice pilafs. Those are things to get to be aware of at a buffet.
Rice pilaf?
Yeah. Fried rice and rice pilafs. Rice dishes have a specific and well-documented risk that many diners have never heard of. Becculus? Cirrus. A bacterium that produces heat-resistant spores capable of surviving in the initial cooking process. So it starts before it even goes under the buffet. Once cooked, rice cools slowly or sits in a lukewarm holding pan. Those spores can germinate and produce toxins that aren't destroyed even if the rice is reheated later. This is exactly the kind of failure that happens when improper cooling caused a notable share of bacteria A notable share of bacterial outbreaks between 2020 and 2022, making it a leading temperature failure in food service settings.
It's amazing we're alive.
I can't believe this. Fried rice at a buffet is particularly prone to bacteria, this type of bacteria, because it's often prepared in large batches ahead of time, then reheated on the line rather than cooked fresh. If the rice looks dry, clumped, or has been sitting untouched under the heat lamp for a while, skip it. Choose something else.
One of these days we're going to have to do a show on foods that are really good to eat.
Okay.
And don't get spores and crap look, out on
yeah,
you.
Yeah, and aren't creepy.
Yeah.
And aren't like intestines or yeah. We should. Good food. That one really surprises me because I get Chinese takeout and it comes with a little box of rice.
Yeah.
And I never think about it. So you think to yourself, okay, wait a minute. I've had some digestive issues. And I think rice is okay. Could it be the rice? Who knows?
The only way is to stop eating the rice.
Wow. Wow. I hope this isn't true. I hope this isn't true.
Baking better. Here are some hacks to make your baked goods even more delicious. Measure dry and wet ingredients in their respective cups. Dry measuring cups are the ones that nest inside each other. Liquid measuring cups are the ones with spouts and are only used for liquids.
I never knew how to figure that out because I knew there were measuring cups for liquid and for dry, but I never knew my one with the spout is the liquid.
Yep.
I never knew that. I feel like I've just discovered America.
An epiphany.
Yeah. It's so simple. I never knew that. Did you know that?
It's not that often that I have to measure dry and wet ingredients.
Okay.
With a microwave.
So the wet is your glass one.
Yep.
With the lip on it. And your dry are the nesting ones. Easy peasy.
Yep.
Oh, I thought there was more.
There is.
Good.
One pan at a time. For best results, bake only one pan in your oven at a time. If you do use two, be sure the oven racks are spaced apart and then rotate the cookie sheets between racks halfway through the baking time. Bake your cake one at a time.
So if you're thinking what I'm thinking.
It's going to take forever.
Just bake one cake. Oh, they're talking about layers?
Yeah.
I put both of them in. But they're round, so they're side by side. I don't have one on one rack and one on the lower rack.
That might make a difference.
Yes, it does make a difference because I think I have done. I think. What was that? Did you just go cross-eyed on purpose?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm glad. I was glad because I was going to call 911.
I can't talk.
Yeah, it messes up where the heat flows and all that.
Okay.
Somebody told me the other day, and it was my sister Patty, that her her son has a microwave that he bought that is a microwave, a convection oven, and an air fryer all in one.
Wow.
Check it out. And it's smaller than a regular microwave.
It must have been cheaper than buying each one individually.
I know. I'm going to check that out.
Cool.
You ever been to a breakfast buffet?
Yes.
Guess what you shouldn't?
Should not eat an omelet.
Should not eat eggs and egg dishes. Yep. Scrambled eggs and egg dishes. Eggs are notoriously bad.
But what if they cooked them in front of you?
I'd eat it. This is saying holding up under a heat lamp.
Mm.
Scrambled eggs in particular tend to weep liquid, turn rubbery, and take on a grayish tinge after even 30 or 40 minutes on a steam table. Since the proteins keep tightening the longer they're exposed to indirect heat. Beyond the texture issue, eggs are recognized TCS food, the letters TCS, meaning cooked meat, rice, soups, sauces, and poultry require close monitoring, and eggs fall into the same category of items that need active temperature control rather than passive holding.
Right.
Omelet stations, here's your answer. Yeah. Made fresh to order are different, entirely different story, and generally safer since the eggs go straight from the pan to your plate. It's pre-made trays setting in a hotel pan for the entire breakfast service that deserve a second look, especially at the end of buffet hours.
Cool.
So have it made. They have those stations sometimes, omelet stations.
So look for the guy with the frying pan.
Yes, look for the guy with the frying pan.
Quick room temperature butter. Now, some people put butter in the fridge and leave it there. Some people leave it out on the counter.
Mm-hmm.
Warm, cold butter quickly by carefully filling a glass with hot water and letting it sit for a moment. Then pour the water out and invert the glass over the stick of butter. 5 minutes later, you'll have room temperature butter. I was hoping that it would go into that, whether you should leave it out or not.
Interesting you said that, because yesterday I put the butter in the butter dish in the cabinet, which I do all the time. And I thought about that yesterday. So wait a minute, it's dairy. It's butter.
Is it real butter?
Mm-hmm.
It's not margarine or anything?
So why have I not? No, it's real butter.
Okay.
I churned it myself. And I thought about it. And I thought, I use it all the time like this, leaving it out, even in the summer. And I don't think I've ever gotten sick. Do you leave yours out?
No, I've got mine in the fridge.
Yeah, it's probably where it should be.
Because I don't use it that often.
Oh, okay. It's probably where it should be. Does your butter have a little cow on the paper?
A little cow on the paper?
Yeah, isn't there Land of Lakes? Isn't there a cow?
Oh, I have...
Is butter...
I can't believe it's not butter.
Oh, okay, so you don't have kind that's made from cream?
No.
Okay, got it. I asked about the cow because if you're a vegetarian, can you eat the butter that has the cow on the label? Because it's an animal.
Yeah, but it's the milk.
It was supposed to be honey. Okay. Oh.
Be a little salty. It might sound counterintuitive, but sprinkling cookies with finishing salt creates a more complex flavor. Salt helps you to better taste the intense sweetness of sugar.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I knew that.
Do you do that?
Just from watching cooking shows, and I've heard that many, many times. Add the salt to the chocolate. It brings out the sweet in the chocolate, or it brings, yeah.
I never heard of that.
And then there's, you know how they have salted caramel?
Yeah.
It's a caramel with salt, but that...
But isn't that a special kind of salt?
Well, they use the large crystals.
Sea salt?
Sea salt, larger crystals.
Yeah.
Put on top of those candies, and it really is good.
Oh.
The sweet and the salt. Well, think about it. When we're growing up and we're women and we have our cravings, we want sweet, salt, crunchy. Right?
That's true. That's true.
Oh, my mouth is watering.
I know. I'm thinking about the potato chips that I have at home. The made of sweet potatoes.
Oh, yum.
They are good.
They are very good. I've had those before.
Mm-hmm.
They're very good. And healthy.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what? Fritos corn chips, they're corn and oil. That's it. Corn.
What kind of oil?
That I don't recall, but you're right, it could be a bad oil. But it's just corn in a Fritos chip. Got to be healthier than some of the, those orange things that make your fingers all, Cheetos.
Oh, yeah. Those are not good for you.
No. So as I'm going through this buffet thing, it's telling me that you can't eat anything. At all.
No food is safe.
On a buffet. Deep fried items, fried chicken, egg rolls, fritters, and similar items lose their entire appeal once they've been sitting under a heat lamp. So I have to say that there's not many times I go to a buffet where I'm seeing the food, like an egg roll is dried out, or I'm thinking that maybe I catch it while it's still fresh. It says it's not the bacterial growth on these things. Since fried foods are cooked at high temperatures that kill most pathogens, but rather a steady decline in quality as trapped steam turns crispy breading into something like soggy cardboard.
Oh.
Once the batter on these foods goes limp, nothing's going to bring back that crunch that you want.
Yeah.
So that makes sense.
Okay.
You just want to, if it says here, if your piece of fried chicken feels lukewarm, then really hot, it's probably been sitting out for a while.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. So.
Don't eat it.
Well, you won't. It's not that it's going to make you sick. It's that it's not going to taste good, right?
Well, that would make me sick.
Yeah. Seeing it. Yeah.
Okay.
I was with a friend who got fish and chips, and it looked beautiful when it came to the table. And the batter on the fish was soft. It looked crunchy, but it wasn't. So you wonder, where was it sitting? Did they make it to order?
Huh.
Or was it made ahead of time and then put on her plate? And good for her, she was polite and sent it back, and they were wonderful. And she got something else. And there you go.
Speaking of better.
Of what?
Speaking of baking better, if you want to have a master pie crust, roll the chilled dough into a 12-inch circle on a floured surface with a floured pin. Fold the dough over the pin. Transfer to a pie plate and unfold dough. Fit it into the bottom and up to the sides, and then trim so the overhang is even all the way around. Fold overhang under to create a thicker rim of dough, then crimp.
You know where I lost you? Make your pie crust. If you want to make good pie crust. I can't make pie crust.
Oh.
Yeah.
You can buy it, maybe.
Uh-huh. Yep. You buy those. They're rolled, and you unroll it, and there it is.
Do you put pies in the refrigerator?
I don't make pies. Mark makes pies.
Does he?
No. Well, it's chicken pot pie he does, but not like an apple pie. It doesn't really last long enough. to.
I bought a pecan pie, a little tiny shrimpy thing, little pecan pie, and put it in the fridge, and it turned out tough and hard.
Oh, this is in our category that we're talking about, food. What happens to our food when it sits? So how long was it in the refrigerator?
Overnight.
Yeah, something happened.
So don't put your pecan pies in the fridge.
And if you say pecan, it's okay. You can say pecan or pecan. I say pecan.
I can't.
You can't say pecan?
No, not anymore.
You say pecan.
I say pecan.
Were you saying pecan?
Yeah.
Oh. I thought you were saying pecan.
No.
Yeah, it really does sound bad. Pecan. I always said it. Isn't that weird? And I think that the people in the South say pecan. It sounds better.
You have one more time.
Pre-cut melon and fruit salad. Pre-cut melon and fruit salad? Cut fruit sits in a strange middle ground. It doesn't seem dangerous like raw meat, but melon in particular has a history of harboring listeria and salmonella because its surface can be contaminated during harvesting or slicing, and its high moisture, low acid flesh is a comfortable environment for bacteria to multiply once it's cut. If it's sitting at room temperature on a buffet line for an hour or so, especially if you're on a patio brunch or you're at a picnic, don't eat it. Whole fruit, by contrast, carries almost none of the risks since the skin acts as a natural barrier. Oh my goodness. And the other one is hollandaise and cream-based sauces. Don't do it. Carved meats left too long under the heat lamp, and soft cheeses and dairy-based desserts.
So in other words, stay away from
the buffet.
Buffet.
Yeah. We won't be going to a buffet today.
Okay.
Riddle.
Oh, yeah. I have teeth but cannot bite.
That's a comb.
So she did know it.
Yeah, that's easy. Everybody will get that. Okay.
The more of this there is, the less you see.
The more of this there is, the less you see. I don't know.
Darkness.
Darkness. That's cool. I like that. That's cool. I like that.
Okay. What do you lose the moment you share?
Your food.
No. That's, you probably can't say that, but that's not the answer to this riddle.
What do you lose the more you share?
Share it.
It. I don't know.
A secret.
Oh, it's no longer a secret.
No.
You lost it.
Yeah.
Do you share secrets?
No.
No, I don't either.
See, I don't tell secrets. It's the people I tell them to that tell them.
Wait a minute. Oh, so you're telling them to keep it a secret? So you can tell people to keep a secret, but you're not telling them a secret that you know that you're not supposed to tell. Right?
Oh, sure.
I'm trying so hard to do it.
Thanks for listening, people.
Yeah. Have a great week.
The views and opinions of this program are those of the hosts and not those of PCTV or WTBR.